Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are looking at a collision between two very different worlds. On one side, you have the old world of digital audio, and we're talking specifically about Castbox.fm.
Which is huge.
Massive. I mean, we're talking about a library of 259 million volumes of content. But like all libraries in the digital age, it has a problem.
Right.
The shelves are there. The distribution is, you know, it's solved. But stocking those shelves with fresh, high-quality stuff, that's expensive.
It's the classic content bottleneck.
Exactly. And on the other side of this collision, we have the new world, a piece of infrastructure called the Auto Content API. And the mission for this deep dive is to figure out what happens when you plug an industrial-grade AI content engine directly into one of the world's biggest listening platforms.
Sure.
Are we looking at the future of media or just a really efficient way to generate, well, noise?
That is the question. And to answer it, I think we have to start with the problem Castbox is actually facing. Hmm. Because, you know, 259 million volumes sounds like they're doing just fine.
It does. But when you dig into the notes here, the digital economy has hit content saturation. What does that actually mean for a platform like Castbox?
It means the easy growth is over. You know, Castbox has built the app. They're on Android, iOS, they're on your Alexa. That part's done. But to keep you opening that app every day, they need hits.
And making a hit podcast is, well, it's incredibly inefficient. The source material calls this linear production logic.
Yeah.
Okay, linear production logic. Break that down for me.
Well, think about how we're doing this right now. We had to schedule a time. We have microphones. We've got a producer. If we want two episodes, we have to do twice the work.
It's a one-to-one ratio.
Exactly. It is completely human constrained.
And the cost reflects that. I was looking at the industry averages and the data you sent over. To outsource a single high-quality podcast episode manually, you're looking at anywhere from $100 to, what, $15,000?
Yeah, depending on if you want NPR quality or just, you know, two guys in a basement. But even at the low end, it's expensive. In time, if not money.
Right. So if Castbox wants to expand into a really specific niche, say, daily news for underwater basket weavers, they just can't.
The math doesn't work.
No, you can't spend $500 producing a show for 50 listeners.
Exactly. And that is the hard ceiling on the current media model. You can only serve the masses. You can't serve the niches.
Enter the Auto Content API. The sources describe this as a shift from linear to parallel production.
And this is the game changer. The API doesn't see a podcast as a piece of art that takes a week to craft.
So what does it see it as?
It sees it as a data transformation problem.
Okay, explain that.
Imagine you have a raw asset, a blog post, a PDF report, a URL to a news article. The API takes that ingredient and just runs it through a process. It writes a script, it assigns voices, generates the audio, creates show notes, and then it publishes it.
It does this in minutes.
Minutes, not days. And it can do 1,000 of them at once.
Parallel processing. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. Or maybe the price tag on the elephant, because this is where the business case just gets wild.
It is a radical efficiency shift. We talked about that $100 minimum for a human episode.
Yeah.
The source material highlights that creating an episode with the Auto Content API, it drops the cost to between 10 cents and 2 euros.
10 cents.
10 cents.
Or in their system, about 10 credits.
Okay, I have to pause there because that number is dangerous. If I'm a creator, that sounds amazing. But if I'm a listener, does that just mean my feed is going to be filled with 10 cent garbage?
That's the fear, right? Slop.
Exactly, slop. If I open Castbox and it's just a million robot voices reading Wikipedia articles, I'm deleting the app.
And that's a fair pushback.
Yeah.
But this is where the integration with Castbox gets interesting. It's not about replacing, you know, This American Life.
Right.
It's about filling the gaps where no content exists at all. Uh-huh. The API allows Castbox to move from just hosting content to programmatically creating it for specific needs. Give me a concrete example where I, as a listener, would actually want this.
Okay, let's look at the language barrier. This is segment two in our notes. Castbox is global, but I'm guessing you only listen to podcasts in English.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried a French one once to try and learn the language. I had absolutely no idea what was happening.
Right. So there is a massive library of content on Castbox, Spanish true crime, Japanese tech news, German history, that is completely invisible to you.
It's locked away.
The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So picture this feature. You're on Castbox, you see a show that's trending in Brazil, obviously it's in Portuguese, you hit a button that says listen in English.
And what happens?
The API grabs the audio, transcribes it, translates the script, and then And this is the crucial part, it resynthesizes the audio into English.
But does it sound like a robot? Because we've all used Google Translate's voice feature. It's functional. It's not exactly emotional.
The sources here are specific. It uses voice cloning and natural, steady, and believable AI voices. So it captures the pacing, the pause for emphasis, the tone.
So it's not just the words.
No, it's performing a script. It's preserving the vibe of the show.
That's huge. And for a creator.
Well, you just quintupled your total addressable market overnight. You launch in New York, but you're instantly native in Tokyo, Berlin, and Rio.
It stops being translation and starts being localization at scale.
And it solves a problem CastBox can't solve manually. They can't hire translators for 259 million volumes of content, but an API. An API can chew through that backlog while we sleep.
I want to pivot to something else I saw in the research, because this feels like the tech topic of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is talking about Notebook LM.
The Notebook LM gap, yes.
Yeah. For anyone who hasn't seen this, Google released this tool where you drop a document in and two AI hosts banter about it. It's shockingly good.
It is.
But the notes here say it has a fatal flaw for business.
It has no API, meaning it's a consumer toy. It's a walled garden. If you want to use it, you have to sit at your computer, drag a file, wait, download the MP3, and then upload it somewhere else. You can't build a business on that.
You can't automate it.
Right. AutoContent positions itself explicitly as the enterprise alternative. It allows for programmatic generation.
So how does CastBox use that? I mean, they aren't uploading PDFs.
No, but they could be listening to the world. Think about real-time content. The API integrates with data feeds from ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit.
So it's plugged into the live internet.
It is, and this allows for what they call a reaction loop.
Okay, walk me through a reaction loop.
Sure. Let's say it's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Suddenly, news breaks, a major crypto crash, Bitcoin drops 20% in an hour.
And Twitter goes crazy.
Twitter is on fire. Reddit is panicking. In the old world, a podcaster has to see the news, rush home, set up the mic, record a rant, edit it, upload it. Best case, you get an episode out by 8 p.m.
By which time the market has already moved and everyone has read the headline.
Exactly. With the API, CastBox could have a dedicated crypto alert station. The system detects the spike in sentiment on Twitter. It scrapes the top threads to understand why it's crashing. It writes a script summarizing the event, synthesizing different viewpoints.
Like one perspective panicking, one saying buy the dip.
Precisely. And it generates the audio. It publishes a breaking news episode within 5 minutes of the trend starting.
That is fast. That's faster than CNN.
It is. And for a platform like CastBox, that is sticky. You open the app because you know it will have the audio summary now, not tomorrow morning.
It turns CastBox into a news ticker, but for your ears. But this brings me back to my earlier worry.
Mm-hmm.
If we're automating news, how do we know it's true? Because AI loves to hallucinate. It loves to make up facts with total confidence.
That is the Achilles heel of generative AI. If the content isn't reliable, it's worse than useless. It's misinformation. And frankly, a platform like CastBox cannot afford to host thousands of hours of hallucinations.
So how does AutoContent handle that? Or does it just sort of cross its fingers and hope for the best?
No, they have a specific endpoint for this. It's called deep research.
Deep research. How is that different from me just asking ChatGPT a question?
So a standard LLM-like ChatGPT is basically a text completion engine. It predicts the next word based on training data that might be 2 years old.
It's just guessing.
It's guessing. Deep research uses agents. These are little autonomous software programs powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI, but they are given tools. They can browse the live web.
So they go out and actually read.
They read. They go to the Financial Times. They go to SEC.gov. They check scientific journals. And crucially, they cross-reference. If source A says the stock dropped 20%, but source B says 5%, the agent flags that conflict.
It's doing the job of a research assistant.
And the output isn't just a script. It comes with citations and confidence scores. So if CastBox uses this, they can ensure the content is factual. It creates what the notes call automated thought leadership.
That's a fascinating term, automated thought leadership. Usually we think of thought leadership as something only a human expert can do.
But if the AI has access to more data than the human and can synthesize it faster, who's the leader?
That's a spooky thought. But let's look at the other side of the podcasting coin, discovery.
The hardest part of the business.
It really is. You can have the best audio in the world, but you can't scroll audio. You can't glance at a podcast and know if it's good. In 2024, if you want your podcast to grow, you need video.
You need TikTok, you need YouTube Shorts, you need visual hooks.
But video is even more expensive than audio. I mean, editing video is a nightmare.
Usually. But this is where the API does something unexpected. It's not just an audio engine. It has a video create shorts endpoint.
Wait, so it takes the podcast and it makes a video. What does that even look like?
It takes a segment, say the most interesting 60 seconds of the episode we just generated. It formats it 9x16 vertical for phones, and it uses an AI avatar.
An avatar, like a cartoon character?
No. These are photorealistic faceless avatars. A professional woman in a studio or a casual speaker in a living room, the API lip syncs the avatar to the audio.
Okay, I have to be the skeptic here. Does it look human? Or are we in that uncanny valley where the eyes don't quite blink right?
It's getting better every week. Is it Hollywood CGI? No. You might notice the lip movement isn't 100% perfect if you stare at it, but is it good enough for a 15-second TikTok clip where you're mostly just reading the subtitles anyway? Absolutely.
And the cost arbitrage here is what matters for CastBox.
That's the key. A manual editor charging you to make a clip. $50 to $300. The API does it for roughly 4 euros, about 400 credits.
So if I'm CastBox, I can offer this as a service. Hey, thanks for uploading your episode. By the way, here are 3 TikToks ready to post.
It solves the marketing problem for their creators. And it floods social media with links that drive traffic back to CastBox. It's a growth engine.
And it enables what the sources call faceless channels.
Right. This is for the person who wants to run a media empire but is camera shy. You can choose a professional woman avatar for your business news and a casual speaker for your gaming reviews. You direct the content. The API is the actor.
It's leverage. That's the word that just keeps coming up for me. Yeah. Leverage. You're stripping away the need for cameras, lights, makeup, actors.
That's exactly what it is.
So let's talk about the bottom line, the economics. We mentioned the 10 cents per episode, but how does this actually scale?
The whole business case is built on the long tail.
Okay, explain the long tail for the listener who might have skipped Econ 101.
Sure. In traditional media, TV, radio, you have to aim for the head of the curve, the hits. You need millions of viewers to pay for the expensive satellite truck and the studio.
Which is why we have 50 different true crime shows and almost no shows about, say, repairing vintage watches.
Right. The vintage watch audience is just too small to justify that $500 production cost. But is it too small to justify a 10-cent production cost?
No. Even if only 10 people listen, you've probably made a profit on ad revenue.
That's the shift. If you can produce content for pennies, you can profitably serve audiences of 10 people. You can make a hyper-local podcast for a specific neighborhood in Austin, Texas.
Or a daily update for a specific fantasy football league.
Exactly. And for CastBox, those tiny niches, when you add them all up, that is a massive amount of listening time. It's the Amazon strategy. Amazon sells the hits, sure, but they make their money selling the millions of obscure books that bookstores could never stock.
So CastBox becomes the everything store for audio.
And the API is the printing press that makes it all possible.
And the scalability seems pretty key here, too. The notes mention something about scaling up and down.
Yes. Think about a product launch or an election night. You might need 500 pieces of content in 1 week. If you rely on humans, you have to hire freelancers, onboard them, manage them. It's a nightmare.
And then you have to fire them the next week.
Exactly. With the API, you just buy more credits. You scale up to a high volume tier, maybe the 166 euro tier, and then you drop back down to the amateur tier the next month. It's completely elastic.
It's infrastructure. You don't hire electricity, you just plug into the wall.
That's the perfect analogy.
It's a compelling vision.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up, I want to zoom out a bit. We've talked about the mechanics, the costs, the translations, the video. But what does this actually mean for the listener, for us?
I think we are witnessing the move from creator-led growth to infrastructure-led growth.
Unpack that for me.
For the last 10 years, if you wanted a great show, you had to wait for a genius, a Joe Rogan, a Sarah Koenig, to come along and make it. It was completely dependent on human talent.
And human bandwidth. They can only make so many shows.
Right. Now, we are building infrastructure where the content is generated on demand. The barrier to having a daily high-quality show is effectively dropping to zero.
It feels like we are approaching a point where listening could actually replace reading.
I think that's the end game.
Because if you think about it, reading is high friction. I have to stop what I'm doing, look at a screen, scroll. Listening, I can do that while I drive, while I do the dishes.
And if Castbox and this API can instantly turn any text, any website, any report, any news feed into high-quality audio.
Then why would I ever read again?
Exactly. Castbox stops being a podcast app. It becomes your browser for the new internet.
A browser that talks to you. That is a future that is equal parts exciting and terrifying.
Usually the best futures are.
Fair point. We'll leave you with that thought. Is your next favorite podcast host going to be a human or an API? Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll catch you in the next one.